Local Station Board. Starting Monday, December 15th, you have the opportunity to record your own 60-second candidate statement to broadcast over the KPFK airwaves. Please schedule a recording session by calling 818-985-2711, extension 213. Don't forget, the listeners want to hear from you, and this is your opportunity. 818-985-2711, extension 213. Call and schedule your time today.
KPFK Los Angeles. Oh yeah, that's exactly what this is. 90.7 FM Los Angeles. You're listening to Global Village. I'm your host, Lano Brazil, as I am each and every Monday morning, right here on KPFK. In the background, you're listening to New Yorican Soul, the Masters at Work project out on Giant Step Records. This song is called You Can Do It Baby, lead vocal and guitar by none other than George Benson. A remarkable piece of work. I do apologize. I sort of played you a taste of it in the last hour and had to cut short to get to our promo. So sorry about that. This is live, so you're getting it in the raw. I'm going to run down the list of what I've played so far. You heard Alegua. I open the show, as I always do, to clear my path with Alegua. That was Los Muñequitos de Matanza from the album Ito Iban Ichu, sacred Yoruba music on Cuba Disc Records, if you're looking for that. And then I played Sea Lion Woman from Nina Simone, the Masters at Work remix on the Verve Remix 1 album on Universal Verve Records. And then I played Ma Expensive Fela Kuti Master Mix by Louis Vega. And today I'm featuring work by Louis Vega. If those of you are just tuning in, Louis Vega was in town doing the deep party last night. And I gotta say, he really got busy. And that brought me to the New Yorican Soul project that you're listening to right now. This is George Benson. It's called You Can Do It, Baby. Check it out. I'll get back to you in a minute.
You can do it, baby. You can do it, baby. Yeah. You can do it, baby. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got rhythm. I got rhythm too.
Oh, this is butter. This is butter. Oh, you gotta die. Watch this. Watch. All right.
Thank you. Oh, adjust your radio dial.
This is the Axis of Justice Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tom Morello from Audioslave.
And this is Serge Tankian from System of a Down.
Tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. for the Axis of Justice Radio Network, where we will be spinning rebel jams, revealing dangerous truths, here on fiercely independent KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara. Just as fearless there.
All right. You know? Crook, are you bugging on me? Hey, all right. In the background, you're listening to Incognito, remake of Nights Over Egypt, produced by none other than the master at work, Little Louis Vega. This is the mall hour, y'all. No, you're listening to 90.7 FM Los Angeles, KPFK, Global Village, music from around the world and around the block. I don't know what block you were around last night, but I was around deep, and Little Louis Vega was in the heezy for sheezy, my greasy. As you all can tell, I'm really feeling good. This music is really, really doing something to me. I want to big up Michael, who gave me a call. Kara from LA, I want to say hello to you. I want to say hello to Ananda from Reseda. Hi, Ananda. How are you? And also, anyone who received or won CDs last week during my giveaway, those CDs are available with your name. If I confirm that you won, if you talk to me, then your CD is waiting for you at the front desk here at our station. So come on down and pick that up before somebody clip you. All right. And I got more giveaways coming up in the future, next week or a week after next. I was a little busy this week, so I wasn't able to gather something up. And I do have a couple more of the ones I did before, so be on the lookout for that. But you're in the midst of music handpicked by myself, and my featured artist today is Little Louis Vega and Masters at Work. You've been listening to selections by Masters at Work, New Yorican Soul. The top of the hour, I opened again with You Can Do It Baby off the New Yorican Soul record by, that was George Benson on the guitar. Just a butter piece of work. Your man George Benson getting down with the new, the young, and the fresh, keeping himself right there in the pocket. Hey, all right. Go on, George. Get on down. And after that, I played Can't Hide Love, the Masters at Work remix of Earth, Wind & Fire classic. Earth, Wind & Fire is going to be at the Great Western Forum the day after Christmas. Verdeen, how you doing? I hope you're listening. You promised me I was going to be able to go, so what's up with those tickets? I'm going to have to look out, look you up and see what's up with that. I bet that's going to be amazing. Ooh, watch this. That's basically how that went down. Yep, Earth, Wind & Fire. And then, like I said just now, you heard Nights Over Egypt by Incognito, reworked, remixed, and redone by Little Louis Vega, the master at work. So, moving up to the top, not by stepping on, but merely stepping over, I've brought you in tune and up to par, up to speed on what has happened thus far. I'm going to keep on going. We got a half hour to go. Hope you're enjoying the music. I like all your comments. I like your calls. I like your input. Unfortunately, I can't please all the people all the time, but I can please some of the people some of the time. So with that said, I'm going to move on. Give us a call, or if you want to contact me or you want more information about my music, I'm going to have the website had a little problem with the playlist and that, I understand. Now I'm able to go on and post it myself, and I will do just that. So if you need to touch base with some of this music, that would be the right way to go about it. And also, if you need to contact myself in regards to events that I am doing or things that I'm involved in, all you have to do is email me at LONOBRAZIL, the number 2, at Hotmail, and just put ad, or you can give me your comments, your input, whatever you like. But if you put ad at the end of your letter, I'll put you on my mailing list and events that are coming up in 2004. I will be glad to involve you and let you know what's really going on. And that's what time that is. And if you want to talk to me here in the studio, if I'm able, based on my busyness in here, call me at 818-985-5735. And we're also streaming via the World Wide Web on www.kpfk.org. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I really am, as you all can tell. I'm excited. I'm happier than I don't know what. Hey, all right. So we're going to get on back to the music. Check it on out, y'all.
Hi, this is Christy Lomax. Join me tonight at 10:30 p.m. for Restless Soul, a journey into soul music in all its colors. New school gems, international grooves, classics, and of course, the deepness of house music. That's Restless Soul tonight at 10:30 p.m. until midnight, right here on 90.7 FM KPFK.
Everybody's feeling good up in here.
Hey, all right.
I am bugging. Brooke, Keenan called me. Keenan, what's up? Call me back, man. I ain't got your number. The phones are lighting up like crazy. I got to play more Louis more often. More Louis more often. You're listening to Give It Up. This is a Little Louis painting. Not Louis Vega, Little Louis, but it's a Louis Vega remix. Hot. Ooh, man, we got to give it up. I want to thank everybody for calling me up. Everybody's really enjoying this. As I said, this is Lionel Brazil, and I am the self-proclaimed prime minister of music that I call Afro-magnetic spiritualism. So that's what time that is. If you like it like that, then you came to the right place. It's really going down. Give it up. I am giving it up for love. All right. Hey, what's up, man? So we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to play a little bit more music for you and let you know exactly how it went down so far. In the background again, that's Give Up for Love. Give It Up for Love, a Little Louis painting. Masters at Work. I'm featuring the work of Little Louis Vega all day here, or at least for the next few minutes. So stay tuned. 90.7 FM KPFK, Los Angeles.
Doctor, I could use some help, man.
Rhythm Master, make me stronger. Rhythm Master, help me out, Doctor. Yeah.
This is Lionel Brazil. Tune in to True Seekers Radio every Saturday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. here on 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles. And that's the truth, 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 truth. in the background. Los Amigos, Invisibles, the Venezuelan Zynga Sound, Volume 1, produced by Masters at Work. Little Louis Vega, excuse me, is at it again. I want to give a shout out to Azia and Mir Media, mirmedia.com. Azia, good to see you last night. I got to email you, call you. My email address is LONOBRAZIL, the number 2, at Hotmail. Hit me, I hit you back. And that's how we gonna get down. As I said, Bruja, Los Amigos Invisibles, the Venezuelan Zynga Sound Volume 1. Hot work by Masters at Work, Little Louis Vega. Big up Louis Vega. Oh man. Hey, this is all right. Yeah. We got about 10 more minutes to go. I'm gonna go ahead and sign on off and play one or two more, and that's basically that. It's a wrap. This is where the rubber hits the road. I ain't gotta go home, but I got to get up out of here. And I think I'm gonna go ahead and go home, lay back down. I'm tired. Last night was something. Louis Vega, you the man, baby. It was hot. Yeah. So, I gave you all the rundown of all the things that's happening. I'll be back again here next week, same space station, same time. We're going to keep on doing it just like we're doing and a little bit more. I'm going to give you all I got, or 3/4 of it for sure. And that's what time that is. So, signing off, this is Lonno Brazil. You've been listening to Global Village, music from around the world and around the block, coming to a hood near you. All right. That's what time it is. Thanks for listening, everybody. Holla back.
Namde Radio Afro Disha 2 to 4 p.m. with roots from Africa into the African world. Join us every Saturday. Salsa Africana, Rumba Africa, Afrobeat, Sukus, High Life, Cha Cha Cha, Merengue, Radio Afro Disha. It's 2 to 4 p.m. Prepare to dance.
Shelf Life with Marcos McPeak Villatoro is coming up next, right here on 90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles. Also heard at 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara and on the web at kpfk.org. Don't go away.
KPFK listeners are invited to meet and greet candidates for KPFK's local station board elections, held on Wednesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. in the First Congregational Church, located at 241 Cedar Avenue in Long Beach. This event is hosted by KPFK 90.7 FM. Local Station Board Elections Coordinator Casey Peters will discuss the elections process. Once again, this is your chance to meet and greet candidates for KPFK's Local Station Board Elections, held on Wednesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. in the First Congregational Church, located at 241 Cedar Avenue in Long Beach. Call the station switchboard during regular business hours. For details at 818-985-2711. Dial zero for the operator.
It's election time at KPFK. Hello, this is Aura Bogado, and it's your turn to vote in the KPFK Interim Program Council election. If you're a listener sponsor, turn to the back of your fall folio and you'll find your ballot and candidate statements. Be informed. Vote for your listener representatives to KPFK's Interim Program Council. It's important. For more information, log on to kpfk.org and click on Local Station Board and Program Council Elections. If you have not received your folio by December 22 and you are a listener sponsor, phone 818-985-2711, extension 333. That's 818-985-2711, extension 333, or send an email to kpfkelections@hotmail.com.
Los Angeles.
From the studios of KPFK Los Angeles, this is Shelf Life, books from the edge of the shelf. I'm Marcos McPeak Villatoro. Today we use poetry and the novel to get a feminist perspective on madness.
They locked her away, if not in actual prison, usually not in actual prison, but in a mental hospital. And then the treatment is so torturous that if you're not mad when you go in, and I believe my grandmother was not mad when she went in, but after years of electroshock therapy and medication and the environment, she became crazy.
Terry Wolverton is with us talking about her latest book, Embers. That's today on Shelf Life. This is Marcos McPeak Villatoro, and you're listening to Shelf Life on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara. What's it mean to blur the line between poetry and fiction? And I'm not talking about a novel written poetically, but a novel that is a poem, or a poem that is a novel. That's what we have today in the book Embers by Terry Wolverton, which has been published this year by our own Red Hen Press. The subject matter is a broken, volatile family, but the way the story's told is not like anything you've seen in a while since, well, for some of us, since our rereading of the Iliad. Terry Wolverton has chosen to give us a tale in verse, a story that is as large as our lives and wrought in language that is poetry itself. Ms. Wolverton is the author of a number of works of fiction and poetry, including a novel called Bailey's Beads and the poetry collections Mystery Brews and Black Slip. She's been widely anthologized and has edited 12 literary anthologies, including Hers, Brilliant New Fiction by Lesbians. And it's a pleasure to have one of our local yet national authors here in the studios of KPFK. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Marcos, it's really great to be here.
Now, I know you've been asked this 100 times, if not 1,000 times, but let me go ahead and ask. I apologize. Why? Why'd you do it like this?
Well,
and tell us a little bit of the setup of the book, and then, but why?
Well, Embers is, at its heart, a story about the construction of madness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fiction that's based on the life of one of my grandmothers, actually my stepfather's mother, when I sat down to write the book, I thought I was going to write a straight historical prose novel. But I only got a few pages into it when that began to seem wrong to me, partly because there were facts that I knew. There were facts that contradicted each other. There were facts that I didn't know and couldn't know. And what came to me is that working in a structure of poems, whereby every poem is like a chapter of the novel, would allow me to present different points of view, contradictory bits of information, as well as to kind of formalize the broken quality of her life.
So you found that you could do that in verse, in poetry.
Yes.
That to be able to, for lack of a better word, please forgive, attack the theme and all of those contradictory things, rather than through the traditional historical narrative, to do it through poetry.
Yes, there was just something about the notion of continuity that I really wanted to disrupt in this book.
Well, now, with that in mind, then, let me ask this, and I don't think the word risk will be new to you. This is a real literary risk, isn't it? Not just, oh, will it do well out there, but I'm talking about to reflect upon the brokenness of a family through the, they're not broken poems of a collection, but many times people have a notion of poetry and then they have a notion of novel. And to take on that literary risk, was that exhilarating?
It actually was. The process of writing this book was fascinating and incredibly rewarding to me. And the structure just kept allowing me to go deeper and deeper into the subject matter. And there was a lot of discovery in the process of writing the book.
Really? In what way?
Oh, in many ways. I guess one of the biggest things that I discovered is that my initial impulse was a kind of feminist reinterpretation of women's madness. But as I began working, I began to realize that there was a spiritual dimension to the work as well. And I began to feel as if my grandmother was sort of commissioning me to write this work, and that I was, in the construct of the book, releasing her soul from purgatory by the retelling of her story.
Freeing her up from that entrapment of a death.